Pick Their Poison by Karina Lannister. Chapter 1. It was nearly time for her plans galore to be implemented. Hermione couldn't be more excited. She'd spent too long deciding what they were to do for the holidays, and now it was almost upon them, she was ready to burst. Severus would be home soon. He'd been away, but it was their annual tradition to spend Christmas together. No matter what else happened throughout the year, they would keep the 3 days, Christmas and one day either side of it, free for themselves to see each other. Their combined work schedules did not allow for them to spend much time in the same residence, what with Severus traipsing around the far corners of the world for potions ingredients, and her being at the ministry all the time. Christmas was a special time for them, a time where they could just be with each other and not have to worry about anything else. And Hermione was beyond ready for it. She had Gantt charts and everything. Her meticulous nature made the holidays easy. True, there was a lot to do, but there were allotted times for every activity, so all would be fine. There was even time to relax with a cheese board and wine. Red, as that was Severus's poison. Although, mayhaps, poison was not the best word to use, as Severus had many of those, or could easily make many of them. Red was his desire. All she had to do was wait for Severus, a task which was getting hard in and of itself. Hermione found herself getting jittery and nervous the longer she sat. There was nothing more that she could do. Absolutely nothing. All she had to do was wait. And so she did. She waited on the sofa. Then she moved to sit cross-legged on the floor. Time passed by, and the time Severus was meant to arrive came and went. Hermione laid on the floor. She became so hungry that she considered opening up the box of Christmas gingerbread cookies, even if it would fracture the structured Christmas break that she had planned. She prolonged it as long as she could, but it resulted in carnage. She'd grown so hungry that everything edible looked good. Hermione dove into the Christmas food box with vigor. She had to open every packet and try everything, even after eating a few cookies and some chocolates and cheese twists. So she looked in the freezer for the party food. She cooked up some sausage rolls, mini pepperoni pizzas, and mozzarella sticks. Her plans be damned. She was done waiting. And then she ate as much food as she could once it was all done, enough to make her belly ache. It was at this point that she was stuffed and sated that she ended up cracking open the bottle of red wine, which was meant to go with the cheese board. Without even realizing it, she had finished a whole bottle, draining it without even using a glass. This was how Hermione ended up sitting on the back of the sofa and flopping back onto it so that she was sitting on it upside down, as it were. What could she say? She'd grown bored. Then she laid down and slept, in the most uncomfy position, legs up and over the back of the sofa and hands grazing the floor, a position which no one in their right mind would adopt. And then she felt her eyes closing of their own accord. Chapter 2.
Hermione, I was waylaid.
A voice reached her ears, and the first thing she felt was being very dizzy. Something was wrong, and yet she didn't quite know what. All her limbs felt heavy. Her head hurt.
Hermione, Hermione, please respond. I'm going to move you now.
She felt hands on her body, and then she felt herself being moved. Stop, she whispered, trying to grab onto her head as she found herself being turned, righted, like she'd been upside down. But immediately after the movement, she felt clarity. She felt much better. Maybe she'd been upside down? But why had she been upside down? Nothing was making sense.
What have you been up to?
A silky voice said next to her. Damn, she recognized that voice. But her head was fuzzy. Nothing was coming up, and she didn't feel well enough to open her eyes just yet.
Having fun without me, I assume. Wait here, I'll get a pepper up.
His voice, for it was a hymn, got further and further away from her, and she couldn't make out the end of his sentence. All she knew was that she needed to burrow deeper into the softness of the cushions behind her. She needed to lay her head down. Hands found her chin, and something touched her lips.
Drink.
The voice commanded her, so she followed it without question. She swished it around in her mouth. It didn't taste unpleasant, nor did it particularly taste pleasant. Not once did she think that it could be a poison.
"Swallow,"
the voice commanded, and she once again followed the command. It was cool and soothing as it went down, and the world restored itself. Her headache retreated, and she gained awareness of her surroundings and of whom she was with.
"Severus!"
Hermione said, opening her eyes and throwing her arms around his crouched form. She barely caught on to his concerned expression before she burrowed into his cloak.
"You're back!"
After she composed herself, Hermione pulled back enough to kiss him on the lips. Only a soft brushing, barely taking more than a moment before she pulled back even further from him.
"You're late!"
Severus's hands found hers, clutching them, stopping her from going even further back from him.
"Yes, I arrived only a few minutes ago. I ventured into centaur territory and had to negotiate my way out of it."
"You should know better by now, Severus. They're a very possessive people. I take it you didn't have permission to go into their lands?"
"No, Hermione, I did not,"
Severus replied, leaning his forehead against hers from his still crouched position next to the sofa.
"I thought I could get in and out unnoticed so that we could spend more time together."
"You know as well as I that—"
Hermione started speaking, but had to stop when her eyes widened and her hand went to her mouth.
"Time! Where is it?"
Hermione asked all of a sudden, standing up, bringing Severus up with her. Their hands were still joined.
"Oh, gods!"
Hermione said, when her toe stubbed on what sounded like a glass bottle. When she looked at the floor, she saw that there wasn't one but two empty bottles, and her face went red. She sank to the floor.
"I've ruined everything!"
"No. No, you haven't, I can assure you,"
Severus soothed her, by sitting on the floor and bringing her into his lap.
"Tell me, why do you think that?"
"The schedule, the food, the drinks, the cheese board, there's nothing left."
Hermione cut herself off by way of a sob which tore through her throat.
"None of that matters. What matters is that we are here together. There's always ways of getting more food."
"But the schedule,"
Hermione murmured into his chest.
"We were going to have a cheese board with wine later, but now we only have the cheese."
"And where did you get this wine from?"
"Tesco."
"And is Tesco still open?"
"I think so."
"In that case, clean yourself up a bit and I'll be right back."
Severus placed a gentle kiss on her forehead and stood up, holding her, supporting her waist for a few moments longer than necessary.
"Yes, that might be for the best,"
Hermione agreed as she caught sight of herself in the mirror above the fireplace.
"I shall be right back, Hermione. Everything is going to work out."
Chapter 3. By the time Severus got back, Hermione had washed her face and magically put her hair into gentle, curling waves. She even put the schedule into the fireplace and watched it burn. She would surely not be needing it anymore. Hermione had just sat on the sofa when the sound of the door magically unlocking made her get right back up again. There he was, Severus, her lover, in the doorway. Hermione crossed the room and hugged him close to her, pulling him in for a searing kiss, one which made her toes curl up within her slippers, his hand, sans the shopping bag, wrapped around her back. This was how it should have been. This was how she should have greeted him. When she pulled away, Severus crossed the room and dropped the bags on the coffee table.
"What did you buy? The kitchen sink? You only went for wine."
"I got everything we could need so that we don't need to leave this home for the next 3 days. I want to make the most of the time we have off,"
Severus said, before taking off his thick traveling cloak. Curiously, Hermione looked within the bags. Gingerbread biscuits, but not the ones she had bought. They were a packet for them to make together. And there were more mini pizzas and mozzarella sticks. Basically, everything she'd started to consume was in there. Then there was white wine. Her poison, not his. Speaking of poisons, she had accepted a drink from him without first sniffing it.
"Oh, Severus, you needn't have done this."
"But I wanted to,"
Severus replied, sitting down on the couch. He righted the cushions non-verbally before he did so, as some had fallen to the floor. Hermione went and sat next to him, and they leaned into one another, looking into each other's eyes as they turned into each other where they sat.
What is first on this schedule of yours?
Decorating the tree, followed by gingerbread biscuits, then the cheese board, then you on every surface, Hermione thought, at the same time as she replied. The schedule doesn't matter. We can do whatever you'd like to do.
I'll turn the oven on to heat up for when we bake the cookies, if you find out the decorations for the tree, Severus asked as Hermione went red. She had not hidden her thoughts from him at all.
As Hermione got up to get the box of decorations out, Severus said,
Perhaps not on the oven tonight. I don't think that would bode well for you. Mayhaps we should leave that area for tomorrow.
Hermione blushed an even deeper shade of red. She had something to think about and look forward to now. All was not ruined, and even the best-laid plans, should they be broken, good could still come from that.